Blasting out coast to coast and border to border on rural radio and hometown radio stations, it's time for America's Hot Barn Report with Monty James.
Let's light the fuse on an April 2nd edition of America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out coast to coast and border to border, literally. Been getting lots of screenshots from the seats of sale barns all across America. We started locally, then regionally. Now we are in the process, or process as they say in Canada, of expanding our sale barns all across the USA. Big thanks to everyone sending in numbers. It takes a village.
Can you dig it?
We're also wrapping up bull sale season with some high-profile sales of national importance yet to come. We've noticed a trend since COVID, though, that a lot of big sales and even some big national beef entities are using big city agencies to handle advertising campaigns. We recommend you use your local radio station first for your production sale. As it grows, expand to regional or national farm radio networks that also offer social media. You know, I've sat through some beef-related Zoom meetings where some of the so-called creative team were actually vegetarians or, vegans. Creative though they may be, not really sure they're a good fit for promoting beef or cattle consumption. Feel me? A and B Angus sale tomorrow at Bassett, Nebraska, Thomas Ranch in Harold, South Dakota on the 9th. The day before today, yesterday at the CME, April Live Cattle Gate 132 I New closing at 209.12. June Fats half risen 177 to 205.42. Not too shabby and it's all good, but yesterday at Stockman's Livestock, the nation's premier fat cattle sale, 50 head of 1,550 pounders hit 216. 1,770 pound steers sizzled at 217. Do the math on that, incredible.
Say what again?
April feeders 182 green to 288.27, which according to the CME charts, the only all-time record source we trust, by the way, is an all-time record high. Maycaz plus 265 at 287.15. Fletchy McFletcher at North Platte Stockyards texted that 70 head of 765-pound steers from Star Cattle Company smoldered at 310.50. 715-pound heifers off the Ehrensdorf Ranch topped at chats at 294.95. See video details of important sales at Hot Barn Report on Facebook or CattleUSA.com. At Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report saying keep eating that beef raised in the good old US of A.
Yeah, now we can be friends again.
Yeah.
Brought to you by North Platte Stockyards, Stockman's Livestock, Troy County Stockyards, Bassett Livestock, Platte Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Mole Ridge Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Pressure Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, Babe Livestock, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.
Minnesota cattleman and world champion steer wrestler J.D. Struxness talks about the benefits of using Purple Wave Auction.
You know, I love visiting with them. They do a fantastic job. They know their machinery. And, man, if you're in the market to buy anything, they are the easiest way and the most helpful people to get you what you need. It's as easy as the click of a mouse to get on there and buy something.
Anything and everything you need for your farming or ranching operation, all at super affordable auction pricing. Visit purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com.